The Gays Mills Village Board voted unanimously on a site plan for land development on its north side. However, Maura Otis says they still have to jump through some hoops to receive money from the state to buy the land. She's on the village's long-range planning committee for flood recovery.
We've had to work with them to evaluate how we could start construction with the money they had, because all of these monies have different contingencies.
Karen Stone is a spokeswoman with the State Department of Commerce. Stone says they awarded more than $400,000 to the village for the land purchase.
It was made contingent on lining up the funding to put in the infrastructure so that houses and other development can happen, and getting some commitments from, hopefully, residents of Gays Mills who have been displaced by the flood to build housing units on the land.
Otis says they don't have the money for infrastructure yet, but they're looking to federal and state agencies for assistance.
We're kind of trying to speed the process along enough with the funding agencies that we can develop at the very minimum water and sewer and roads and streets in one street so some residential development can happen in the fall.
Otis says Cooley Cap out of Westby is working with the village to establish low to moderate income housing units for those whose homes were damaged by the floods. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.